Hello and welcome to Experience Share. It's a Pokemon podcast starring me, Lunatone, aka Tanner Green Ring, and I am joined as always by Dealer's Choice Joshua Solrosh or Fjellrock or like Fjolrock.
I like Solrosh, I guess.
Okay.
Solrosh. That sounds AKA better.
Oh, and can you guess what Pokemon it is?
Solrock. Two AKA ugly piles of fucking boulders.
Yeah, that we had to battle this week. By this week, I mean several weeks ago, because Josh, you're back from your latest several week long vacation.
Actual vacation. Longest vacation I've gotten to take since my fucking honeymoon.
Oh, which was 4 years ago, I think, because I recently got an email that was like, Reverend Green Ring, it's your 4 year anniversary of becoming a registered officiant.
Wow, Reverend Green Ring. Now that would be a good character for you to bank for an upcoming season.
It's not even a character. It's my life.
Yeah. Yeah, bug catchers. We mentioned that before, but Tanner is the reason that I married. Look at that.
Yep.
He's the officiant. And so, that's perfect.
Happy anniversary.
Perfect timing for our wedlock here that we're slowly chipping away at.
By the way, your name is Josh. This is a Pokemon podcast. We play every Pokemon game, gym by gym, week by week. We are playing through Season 6C. It is Pokemon Alpha Sapphire and Ruby Diamond Pearl.
Omega Ruby Alpha
Omega
Sapphire.
Omega Ruby.
A little rusty. We haven't recorded for a couple of weeks because I was in the woods in Montana. And then also,
Josh went soul hunting. Did you find your soul?
I don't know about that. I did.
Did you like let the primal beast out while you were out in nature?
I did. I mean, once when I did the hike up to the Grinnell Glacier, I was like Snow White up there. The fucking mountain goats, the chipmunks, the deer, they were all coming out to see me.
Sounds like the sound of
and
music.
A bear at one point, but I wasn't as enthusiastic about that.
You guys saw a bear?
Yeah, we saw a bear, although we were in a car, fortunately. But he was just like eaten and
what?
It was far away. Berries, presumably. Huckleberries. That's what they love. That's what everyone loves up there. They like
huckleberries are
it's
a
like
real
currency.
Thing.
Currency up there.
Cool. Well, I was here holding down the fucking fort.
Logging the eps, logging the hours.
Ugh.
Slugging
brutal.
Through this one. We couldn't pull it off, or at least I couldn't, the night before I was flying out. So we had to punt this record for 2 weeks.
Yeah, and, so here we are.
And so now I'm sure
it's
that
a little
it's
misty.
Fresh in our minds.
It's a little hazy out here. But we're going to do our best, bug catchers. And you know what? We're going to have fun either way, aren't we, Josh?
We are.
Because it's a lovely Saturday afternoon. Josh is freshly backed. He's hirsute. He's wild. He looks like a wild man.
I went native, yeah. Just no shaving the whole time.
And we're here to get back into business, Joshua. Last week we were speaking of holding down the fort, I was holding down Fort Tree Gym.
Yeah. And we both set up our secret bases around there too, I think. So literally holding it down.
Yeah. I recently, just before we got on, was back there. It's kind of become home base because I have to go back and harvest my lumberries.
Oh, you posted up by some berry trees?
Mm-hmm. Right to the one screen west of the entrance to Fort Tree City.
No, that is a convenient one. I took the one that's
fly into the PC.
More hidden out in the got to go through the woods, down a river. And it's
I got a little I got a little sign out front of my little bush hidden base that says like there is no warning shot. You know.
Yeah.
Just because like I don't have the luxury of like being hidden away. I'm kind of right there on the King's Road into Fort Tree City. So like any of the rabble can like see my base, see me coming and going, but
so
I want
you'll
them to
just
know like
pop off at a minute's notice.
Yeah, no problem. I pull my little barboach out of my. Is that the one? No.
Oh, Remoraid.
Pull my little Remoraid.
Yeah, your Remoraid holster.
Yeah.
Yeah, Admiral Squirt. I'm sure that's a beautiful holster he's got for that Remoraid. Right on brand.
Man, his Admiral Squirt. It's shaping up, Josh. We're getting there. We'll talk about it in level check later, but we're halfway there. Half my team is water type.
I have a new water type as well because of something that happened to me on this leg.
Oh no. Okay, well let's Fortree City is in our
keep
way.
Keep the energy high. I don't want to go into a dark place quite yet.
It's behind us. Really quickly before we start on Route 120. I think maybe what we were talking about last week, perhaps one of our favorite routes of the game. This Route 120 121 jag.
Well, 119's my favorite, but this whole area is very nice.
Yeah, it's all great.
120 and 121 are also a delight.
Before that, though, Joshua, I want to check in on the contest spectacular.
Oh.
Because as we both agreed a couple weeks ago,
I did not agree.
We're going to take it very seriously, and we're going to try to win it.
Well, no, I agreed to that, and I agreed that I will win it, but I do not agree to having to get it in every category.
Well, you should be pleased to know that I have gotten up to hyper rank in every category but toughness. I am having a lot of trouble getting over the master rank hump, though.
Oh, my God. I gave it a shot in Lily Cove, I think. Do they have a contest hall? Whatever.
Whichever one was
one of these towns.
Route. Yeah.
And just got decimated. Like, as I suspected, I think I said that a few episodes ago, I was like, Swellow's going to top off at some point. And Swellow has officially topped off, in terms of the contest at least, because, well, like, I didn't come close to getting Master.
How are you doing on, how's your metagame? Because now we got the berry grove the down blocks. At Berry Master's house. So we can always go down there and we can build a little berry farm to help help our Pokeblocks.
Yeah, and I have a Pokeblocks mixer in my secret base. And I think had totally maxed Swellow on coolness. Okay. And all of its moves were cool as well. And I still couldn't pull it off. There was like a slacking.
Yeah, they get tough.
And
sometimes
an Electrode
it's just like
and a Gyarados.
RNG, it feels like.
It's RNG now, and the key difference with Master Rank is that they all use moves now that like adversely affect you, which hadn't really been happening so far. Like, I only had the moves like Quick Guard that will move my order up and like impact my own moves.
Yeah.
But now they've started using, I don't remember what it was, but they like frighten you and like do all this shit. And I was like just completely.
Yeah, but the swings are a lot bigger. You will get knocked out and earn 0 stars, and someone will earn like 8 stars.
Yeah.
And then the next session, the exact opposite thing will happen. Like 3 people will earn 0 and you'll earn like 12.
Oh, yeah. So I guess
completely random.
Run it again.
Just like. There's got to be some strategy. I just haven't landed on it right. Like right now, it's like I tend to win like 1 in 3.
Interesting. Okay. But you haven't cracked Master either.
I haven't gotten past. I haven't gotten anything up to Master yet.
Are you using Mon from your team, or do you have contest?
No, no, no. I've got contest Mon. Beautifly still getting me pretty far. Masquerade still is pretty good at. I don't remember. I think it was Clever. But I've been training contest Mon on the side.
I'm going to have to do now.
Buying TMs for their contest effects.
Wow. I could do that now. I thought I was almost broke, and then I just forgot that I like basically have never sold anything this whole time. And then I had like 12 nuggets.
Yeah, we've been collecting a lot of shit along the way.
So now I have enough money that I could start doing that.
The nice part about having Linoon and Zigzagoon as your HM friend too is they've got that vacuum cleaner power.
Oh, right.
Where they can just pick up like random stuff that you find on your route.
I can't use Linoon, so.
Sorry.
Because we're playing Wedlock.
It's a handsome. Oh,
and
yeah.
We're hamstrung by our spouse's choices for Pokemon. I guess you should probably know that by now. What is this, the 7th episode?
Mm-hmm.
So we were playing a modified Nuzlocke where the Pokemon that we can use were also selected by our wife, in Tanner's mm-hmm. case, or our husband, in my case.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we don't necessarily understand those choices, but we honor our commitments.
Yeah,
and
we
so
honor
we
our
can
vows.
Only, can only use those Mon.
So
just as I honor the vows that Tanner made
including in the Contest Spectacular.
Made me take so 4 years ago.
Both of them, the best Pokemon available, I've looked it up. The two easiest ways to win the Contest Spectacular are with Costume Pikachu and Milotic, neither of which are available to me.
I don't think I can use Milotic either.
I don't know why. She didn't like it. Remind me to ask Jamie why she didn't like Milotic in 2 hours.
So in bringing up this Pokemon on just a basic Google search. I'm seeing in the sidebar that they are 20 feet tall and weigh 357 pounds, which could have swayed me if I had known that at the time. Although I don't know if most Pokemon are that ginormous. Maybe this is just unremarkable. But the reason I didn't choose them was while they are beautiful and elegant, I did feel like there was some sort of orientalist fetishization going on in their look, which I also realize is complicated because Pokemon is an Asian property. But there was just something that felt a little, they weren't my vibe. I do like them a little better now that I know how huge they are, which is a response that maybe I'll be talking about in therapy. We'll see.
Bobby had no specific comment about it. Just a no.
Just a no. I guess there's just something they don't like about it.
I think it's probably in the category of like Spinda, where Bobby rejected it because he thought it was pandering. It's like so obvious. And Melodic is like also just like good. Like, you know, Spinda's like, I think you would say like objectively sort of cute, but like
Spinda,
I don't really like it.
Should be on the cutting room floor, you know?
Yeah, it's like
it
we
should
don't
have
need
it
this.
Should have been cut in like round three. It's like no, it made it this far, but this is far enough.
Yeah, I mean it looks like something that the designers just like were doodling.
Yeah,
and then somebody accidentally like slipped it over to the engineers, and they were like, okay.
Yeah, I don't get it. No one likes the thing. It's got terrible stats. I don't even know.
It's a waste.
I guess it's probably got like a wacky move pool.
Maybe
like that upside down squid that I played last season.
Oh. Malamar.
Malamar. Name of a cookie. All right, so here we are, Joshua.
Route 120.
We've defeated Wynona, and we're headed out here into the great wilds of Route 120 and 121. We already peeked our heads in here last week. We came down here to find Steven Stone. Oh, he gave us the Devonscope. So
Devonscope.
We could see sneaky little Kecleons skulking about. But here we are again.
Excited to find out if you've still got that Kecleon.
I still have him.
Okay.
I haven't, like, you know, eliminated him.
All right. It's still
he is eliminated from my team. I don't want to play with him anymore.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I meant.
He's not very fun to play with.
I figured that was not going to be long for this world.
I gave him a fair shot.
Fairer than most, I would say. Fairer shake than most would give them.
Lots of bird boys out here, and lots of sneaky little ninja boys. Come equipped. I'm sure you were fine with Zappy
Electric.
Dog.
Yeah, none of these people were a problem, although I did want to issue a quick trainer danger. Because I forgot about this woman.
Okay.
The ace trainer, Jennifer, who I think is on maybe the tail end of Route 120 around when it converts over to 121. There's all the pools, it's kind of the rainy area, the swamplands. And all that she has is a Milotic, speaking of. And even with my Manectric, although at the time I was trying to raise up the what became Cacturne, Cacnea.
Okay.
So I was just using like needle arms against this thing. And all that it does is sit there with like infinity hit points and just recover.
Yeah.
Like I spent a good 5+ minutes just whittling down this Milotic. And of course, like I got stubborn. I probably could have just swapped in Manectric and like taken care of it more quickly. But I was like, I can't believe this thing just keeps getting away with a sliver of health and then it recovers. And she's just some ace trainer, some random ace trainer with this Milotic down there. I think if you were unprepared,
does the experience
could be a
ratchet
problem.
Up the longer you're in a battle?
No, it's just that Milotic is, you know, final evolution, which is a amplifier, and then pretty good level one Pokemon on her team.
Yeah,
it was just a slugfest.
As
so
we continue
aware.
Down Route 120 and 121, things start to get a little bit spookier,
yes.
Joshua. All of a sudden, we've got Hex Maniacs, we've got, like, Sivipers, we're being attacked by, like, Shuppets.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because we find ourselves at the base of a very spooky mountain called Mount Pyre. But we're not going up to Mount Pyre yet, because we have no reason to be there. As you know, Mount Pyre is a giant graveyard where everyone goes and heaps their dead Pokemon.
Yeah.
And then everyone there is
sacrifice.
Very sad.
to the volcano gods, I guess.
But we've already seen all of our dead Pokemon off in our own kind of private ceremonies. So we have no business at Mount Pyre yet. But we...
Not yet. But maybe soon. Maybe right around the Safari Zone. Maybe I, Papa Cultura, did need to make a quick trip over to Mount Pyre.
I don't want to talk about that yet.
Okay.
Because I want to talk about an unsolved mystery. That's the other reason it's so spooky around here. Because it's like that, and like an episode of Unsolved Mysteries.
But oh, this so one is solved. Should we put out a scare warning?
I mean, it's a pretty spooky little bit of territory around here.
It is. It's spooky. Just to be safe, we'll put a scare warning here.
Yeah.
Be aware what we're going to be talking about here with the Shuppets and the Dusclopses.
Could scare the hell out of you.
Oh, my God. And the Hex Maniacs and that... what the hell's the spooky, the mysterious sisters? Oh, they weren't here, weirdly. There were individual, the fairy tale girl and Hex Maniacs, but no mysterious sister.
Mysterious sister?
When they combine Hex Maniac and fairy tale girl, they're the mysterious sisters who weirdly were absent here, but there were individual maniacs and fairy tale girls running around.
We saw each of them.
Whew.
Can I tell you my unsolved mystery that is solved this week? And I think this is like common internet speculation, but I think you and I have also speculated about it.
Sure.
And that's Tropius's means of flight, because Tropius can inexplicably learn the HM fly. And I think that's right.
We did talk about that with Fanula when we were on this leg, I think, in the original run through.
The sprite in this game, they've blown us out of the water.
Oh, absolutely.
It's like they're like spitting in our faces. They're like, here's how it flies, idiots.
Sky high.
It's got wings.
Two of its giant leaves.
Yeah, it just turns two of its big leaves into big wings, and then they like sail through the eye. It's essentially the exact same animation as Swellow.
Yeah.
Where it's just sort of like gliding on a stiff breeze.
It's so funny how they make a point with certain Pokemon to do that. With the animation, because I remember in X and Y specifically with all of those, the sky battles that were such a waste. And would be like, I forget who did I don't remember who I had, but I was running a flying type. And because the sprite specifically did not show it flying, I couldn't do the sky battles. And then you come into this and you got a Tropius that has a flying animation. Like, of all things.
It looks funny. I like it.
It's kind of funky.
And it's like little banana chin is like sort of like tucked back, like it's aerodynamic. It's cute. I like it.
Yeah, they really put that whole thing to bed.
And they
I do like it. It's really funny to think about this one of all of the types, flying types. Like, it's always in air is the implication there.
Imagine that. Imagine walking through this route and seeing these giant dinosaurs just
flying
through the air everywhere.
6 feet, 7 inches flying around.
All right. You know what's at the end of this journey, at the end of this route, don't you, Joshua?
I do.
It's a big graveyard, but what's at the base of the graveyard? It's the most wonderful place in all of Hoenn.
The Safari Zone?
The Safari Zone.
Yeah.
Why did they build an amusement, like a Pokemon amusement park at the base of a enormous Pokemon graveyard?
You grieve and then you go and get a new one.
It feels sinister. It feels like
that is sort of like they're taking advantage of these grieving Pokemon trainers.
Have you ever seen From Dusk Till Dawn?
No.
It's a vampire movie where these bikers go to a biker bar and it's taken over by vampires. And at the end of the film, as a twist, it's revealed that the biker bar is actually the top of some kind of like ancient South American ruin. It's presumably for some kind of like dark ritual, and that's where all these vampires are coming from.
Wow, this looks
And I think
wild.
Maybe that is what's going on here, is that the Safari Zone is some kind of front for some sort of like dark, sinister energy. And
yeah.
We've got this like mountain of death behind the Safari Zone. Really makes you think.
It does.
Someone needs to go out there and do sort of like a Blackfish style expose on the Safari Zone.
Let's get Gabby and Ty on it.
Yeah, get to the bottom of this.
Quit Something interviewing me. Like, go out there.
I'm nobody.
Expose the dark secrets of going on with this Mount Pyre Safari Zone situation. So what did you think about this Safari Zone? Like,
this Safari Zone didn't have much to offer me.
No.
Well, first of all, it's a pretty dud safari zone to begin with.
There's no stakes to it at all. There's no limit. There's Pokemon normally.
You just use your own Pokeballs.
Use your own kit.
There's no safari balls this time. You do have to swap out your bikes if you want to do the whole thing, which is an enormous pain in the ass because you have to fly all the way back to whatever it's called, Mauville.
Yeah.
Get the new bike, fly all the way back here. There's an enormous lack of Pokemon in here. There's the same, I would say 12 Pokemon across every single route.
And they are all, for the most part, Pokemon that we can already catch somewhere.
Yeah, there's not a lot of interesting
Dawnfan and Psyduck.
Yeah, and I will say this about the Safari Zone. There's also, in addition to not being many Pokemon to catch, only one Pokemon, or just a couple of Pokemon that Jamie even approved.
Oh, yeah. Same here.
But I did manage to go in and catch Italian Ice, my Dawnfan.
Ooh, yeah.
Who I have been running and did run a lot. Prior
Dawnfan's an option for me too.
Prior to this last gym, when I did finally catch an electric type, the one and only electric type that Jamie allowed me, I managed to catch, and I had to box Dawnfan to make room for it because someone is probably still running a level 75 Swellow at this point.
You're trying to just get an electric Pokemon to deal with Swellow?
With your Swellow.
Yeah, I don't know what to do with the Swellow. I'm like, I'm so deep in
it's
it
like
now.
It's like a Kira. It's gotten bigger than you can control now.
It is. It's the highest level Pokemon on my team.
So I had to bring in an electric type to try to take down this Swellow of yours.
Well, that's funny.
So Dawnfan had to go to the box, but I did want to mention him because he is a little sweetie.
Yeah, I love Dawnfan, and Dawnfan was Bobby's sweetie as well, although I did not pick one up because I still had my Numel, who is fire and ground, so I was like, I don't need ground.
Oh, yeah. I also needed ground because most of my team is going to be water soon, and it would probably be a good idea to have something that could counter an electric Pokemon.
That makes sense, yeah.
Like Manectric.
My favorite type that will certainly be around this whole time. Yeah. Unless this one dies and I have to get another new Electrike.
Dawnfan will possibly make a comeback at that point.
Good to know. Yeah, I think I caught nothing in here.
There's also a bunch of items.
I got a Psyduck, but then I saw that Golduck was not approved, and I was like, okay, so this is pointless.
Yeah. You can get an Absolite in here if you want to run. Are you allowed to run an Absol?
I don't think so.
Me neither. Because it's ugly.
Yeah,
and now
Absol
it's in
is
stark
a no.
relief.
Absol is a no.
There's a couple of TMs in here, though. Like, Dream Eater's helpful if you're going to keep being Mayor Sleep, which a couple of my characters definitely are.
Yeah.
And then, Solar Beam if you're running a plant. But I'm not.
I'm not.
Giving up on the
I'm
entire
really a fan
genre.
Of I'm sort of debating that. I might swap out my... I have a Cacturne now, and I'm not really super impressed.
You might
not. And I'm...
That.
Certainly not impressed with Ezra Miller, who it's named after. So might have to cancel this Cacturne. Yeah.
I mean, after the game took away all of my grass types, I'm just like, okay, message received.
Yeah. I usually end up having one, but that's like a hangover from just, you know, Red and Blue still, like my original playthrough of like, I gotta have a grass type, but like, I don't really think I need to have a grass type.
I mean, the nice part about having a grass type is there's so many water type Pokemon in all of these games. And you see a lot of them. So having a grass type is helpful for that. But
I always have an electric. So I think there's more redundancies than I probably need.
So I'm done. I've cleared out Safari Zone. And I'm on my way to Mount Pyre to pay my respects. To actually finally lay to rest all of these Pokemon corpses I've been carrying around.
Yeah. That's what Papa Cultura was looking forward to finally making peace. And then he got into a little bit of a brawl on his way to Mount Pyre.
What the hell?
With teammates.
You're on your way to Grieve and someone fought you?
Yeah. Teammates Kate and Joy saw that he was lugging around all these corpses. And they were like, how about we throw another one on the pile?
Oh, no.
Teammates Kate and Joy. Inconspicuous. I mean, the thing is, though, at this juncture, there has not been a Pokemon Center or a friendly bed anywhere for a while.
Yeah, we haven't made it to the next city yet.
Because it is Safari Zone is right on the corner of like Route 122 and 121, and then Lily Cove is at the end of it.
Right, but we are not going that way yet.
There's a bunch of trainers and Pokemon to get there, so I was keeping everybody in decent health, but they were not like full bars, not all of them, and I went up against teammates Kate and Joy, who hang out right beneath Safari Zone, which, given the conspiracy theory that you're starting to munger, it makes me think maybe they're in on it with this Safari Zone Mount Pyre like transaction.
Like sinister black market. Maybe it's running, like Pokemon organs.
I think so. Yeah.
Right?
That makes sense.
Or it's like maybe like, I don't know, like Arcanine penises cause like help with virility. So we're just like, it's like a Arcanine farm in there, you know?
Oh, yeah.
They've found uses for every kind of Pokemon, you know?
Vials of Glooms, Gloopy,
ugh, drool. Yeah, people use it as, like, sex lube. Ugh.
Yeah, you don't want to know. So they had a Slaking and a Spinda. Lots of Spinda talk. Seeming like, I'm not worried about this.
No, of course not.
Like, I don't care about this.
It's a joke.
I think it was Manectric. You know, Slaking, Mega Evolution.
Yeah, I could take a little seriously, but
sure.
I'm assuming you had, what, 10 levels on him?
Yeah, and I had a Manectric, I think, and then Pelipper out there. So,
oh, okay, so you got your Manectric and your Pelipper. Yeah, two of your favorite Pokemon. Like,
I'm going to go ahead and just, you know, let's just run a Wild Charge and a Surf and probably be done with this whole situation. Pelipper is pretty slow. It's a big, fat pelican, and it went last. It was going to go last, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
And Slaking opened with a Chipaway that went directly onto the Pelipper.
Yeah.
And it wasn't at full health, and then Chipaway brought it down to just 7 hit points.
Oof.
And even a Spinda apparently can do that amount of damage, because the Spinda then came in with a Psybeam.
It's these 1-2 punches, man.
Yeah, if they target the one Pokemon.
Yeah.
And
there's
that
just
Pokemon
no coming back.
Isn't super great to begin with.
Yeah.
They might just take it out. And teammates Kate and Joy whacked Pelipper.
Just Harrison it Ford. It was like a hit. It was like a hit job.
Harrison Ford out.
It was like someone had hired them to do it. Calculated. Cold.
It was a hit job.
Yeah. Wow. I'm so sorry. Have you prepared
RIP.
A eulogy to send Harrison Ford?
Harrison Ford, the one-armed man. Finally got him.
The four-armed
sisters. The teammates. I was trying to figure out a Fugitive reference because that's like my favorite of his films. But one way or another, he's out.
Yeah.
And I prepared a song because this brings my kill count to 6.
Ooh, catching up with me. One behind me now. I have no losses this week.
No fresh blood?
Nope.
To sacrifice a Mount Pyre?
I'm going to say this now. This is cocky, and it's definitely going to come back and bite me in the ass.
Don't say it.
I don't think I'm going to lose a single more Pokemon.
God, such.
I don't think I'm going to lose one more.
I don't know why you would ever think that you should say that.
I just don't think it's going to happen. It just hasn't. I haven't even come close again.
I mean, I had thought I was kind of in the safety zone at this point. Again, although to be fair, Pelipper is like, I don't know that I was actually going to run this thing the whole way.
Yeah.
But it was my Surf and Fly friend, so that was annoying.
I'm still training up a couple of new Pokemon, so there's a chance that they could get grazed and taken down, but I think my levels are at the place where I don't think it's a real worry anymore.
Oh, you've got some waiting in the wings, though, potentially?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. All right.
All right. Let's hear it.
Okay, here I go.
As a treat to you and a treat to the listeners, this is just going to see us out to break.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah. See you in a second, Buck Becky.
Can't get the slack off. He's been loafing around for days. Comes like a comet punch. Sucker punched you, but not your friends. One day he'll chip away and teach you how to be a holy Miltank. You do it to yourself, you do. And that's what really hurts, is you do it to yourself. Just you. Well, and also Slacking and Spinda, you do it to yourself. You do it to yourself. Don't get my Pelipper hanging out the low HP bar. You've used Surf 3 times. He still comes reeling through the door. One day Spinda will get to you and teach you how to get to purest hell. You do it to yourself, you do. And that's what really hurts, is you do it to yourself, just you. And also Slacking and Spinda, you do it to yourself. You do it to yourself. Zoom did an automated little pop-up here that says, set up professional audio in audio settings. While I was singing, what the hell is that supposed to mean, Zoom?
It's fucking scorched. Sorry, I ate a cookie.
Okay, I'm good.
Let's get back in. Joshua, beautiful send-off for Harrison Ford. Let's head up to Mount Pyre, where we can finally lay his
ashes?
Flattened body. Or, flattened. I guess, like, flayed mind.
Yeah, flayed mind.
To rest.
Probably a few swipes from that Slacking on there, too.
Yeah, he chipped away.
Yeah.
You know, there's a whole song called Chip Away. Yeah, Chip Away at the Stone. Anyway.
Oh, Aerosmith. Yeah, well, I needed something that I knew I could just do. I don't know. I don't really know that song.
Mount Pyre is full of grieving maniacs. Pokemaniacs, but presumably they're here to grieve the death of their Pokemon. Pokemaniac sprites are great in this game. They've got little Charmander feet. They look funny.
Yeah, they're very funny.
There's also just tons of normal people here and like spooky ghost girls, because apparently Mount Pyre attracts all types. And there's one other thing here, Josh, that I saw while I was journeying up Mount Pyre.
Oh, tell me about it.
Weaving in and out of the what would you call it? The tombs.
Yeah.
The catacombs.
Mausoleums. Yeah, catacombs is probably closest to it, yeah.
Winding through the mountainside. Was Might You Make Me Barf Pokemon of the Week.
Oh. You're going
it's not
to
a surprising one.
Barf on the dead?
This one,
was
yeah.
this someone's beloved Pokemon?
I don't think this is the first time Mawile has been my You Make Me Barf Pokemon.
Certainly not.
But I don't think we shit on it as much as we should. I don't think we give it quite enough shit. Because it's really a terrible looking Pokemon. It's 3D, so stupid looking.
3D has also not done it any favors. Even though most of the time it has been helping Pokemon, it does not help Mawile. Because when it was 2D and it was like pixelated and condensed, you couldn't really even figure out everything that was going on, you know?
I think it's like a little
girl. But now it's like too
doll.
Clear.
And then one of its braids is a big, like, crocodile mouth.
Yeah.
And that's it. And I don't like it. And it's my You Make Me Barf
it
Pokemon
looks like
of the week.
Something out of, like, Beetlejuice, that mouth.
But not, it's not,
but not
my
in
You Make
a fun
Me Barf.
Or interesting way.
Yeah, in an ugly way. It's not my You Make Me Barf Pokemon of the Week because it's ugly. We all knew that. It's my You Make Me Barf Pokemon of the Week because it gets a fucking Mega Evolution.
Yeah.
Like, of all the Pokemon, just go look at all the Pokemon and make better choices, Pokemon Company. Because why does this thing get into Mega Evolution? And also, it sucks.
I mean,
it looks terrible.
That's the only justification for giving it a Mega was that its stats were so bad. But, so, I guess you're sort of, like, throwing it a bone. But, like, what could compel you to use this? Although now, I was looking at my usable Pokemon list, because I just never would have considered Mawile.
Yeah.
And I see that it is approved for me.
Uh-huh.
And
justification?
Bobby wrote, what am I first? His reaction was, what am I looking at here? And then he looked at it more, and then he said, oh, she's kind of like devious. And then he was like into it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So maybe I should run it as psychological warfare against you.
I think if you can look past the crocodile mouth, you just see this like little girl doll Pokemon, and that's okay.
Yeah, and Fairy Steel is like a pretty interesting combo. Like it's
What are we doing here?
Fairy.
So the point of You Make Me Barf Pokemon is not to come around.
Okay. I mean, purely aesthetically speaking, hideous.
And it Don't sucks like that it gets a Mega Evolution. Make better choices.
I agree. It didn't deserve one. Swellow. A handsome Pokemon that deserves a Mega Ev. Not Mawile.
Yeah. Not Mawile. No.
No.
I think just like looking at the lineup around Mawile in the Pokedex, like it's got Sableye before it and Aggron after it. And it's like, oh, okay. There's just like a run of Pokemon here where they're just like, I don't know, let's go with all these ones, Mega Evolutions.
Yeah. They were phoning it in at that point. They're like, we could do a few more. How about all this? Yeah. What else did you see in there in Mount Pyre?
Oh, I got a Metachamite, and that's obviously never going to get any use.
No.
I just threw that one out into Slateport Harbor.
Save that one for the Relicanths.
That's pretty much it. There's some Team Aqua hijinks at the top of.
Yeah, they're stealing a red orb or a blue orb because need that to awaken the primal Groudon or Kyogre, something like that.
There's an old couple who tend to the orbs up here, and one of them is red and one of them is blue, and I think they trap two primal Pokemon in the earth so that they can't destroy the
souls, soul bound or something.
And of course, Team Aqua / Team Magma is here to take the stone that they want. And in my game, they want the blue stone so that they can raise Kyogre.
Right. And they want the red orb in mine so that they can resurrect Groudon. But after they get away with it, you have to fight another admin, Courtney, for me, with her little horn hoodie.
Yeah. And Matt, for me.
Matt.
He has a Sharpedo. Yeah, it's easy. It's as easy as it was last time.
Courtney's got a Camerupt, who I think looks good. I think it's a sweetie.
And then the tender, the like this old man or old couple come out and they say, here, you have the other one that they didn't take. Because they left the red orb behind in my game.
Right, or blue orb. And this old couple who you've never met before trusts you to just figure it all out.
They also, they telegraph what's next, by the way, on their way out, Team Aqua.
Mm-hmm.
They're headed to Slateport City to steal a submarine.
Yes.
From Captain Stern.
That's right.
To go to their secret hideout, I think.
Yes.
So we're after them. We're flying, presumably, taking to the backs of our Tropiuses and... like going at Mach 10 to get to Slateport City. Once we arrive, we do see that Team Aqua is in there, and in your case, Team Magma are there to indeed steal the sub. So we're on our way to their hideout. Here we are, the real centerpiece of the entire occasion.
The hideout.
It's right outside of Lily Cove City.
Yeah, pretty conspicuous, I would say, especially with all the grunts who are like traipsing about on the beach right next to it.
Yeah, we get a ride over here from Stern. He wants us to go get his sub back. Mm-hmm. So he drives us over on his boat to Lily Cove City. But we would have ended up here anyway. This is what is to the east of Route 121.
Right.
Safari Zone's right outside the door.
But no gym here. This is just a nice seaside town with a big shopping center, a department store for Hoenn, and then a museum.
Yeah.
And museum, then the hideout.
You know, I think art is one of those things where it's subjective. You kind of get what you get out of it. The museum, some of the art on display and some of the art that they offer for you to purchase, like the paradoxical popper and the heterarchical loop, not my favorite. It's not my favorite kind of art.
No, it's a little postmodern.
Yeah, pretty postmodern.
Meditative seat looks like a crumpled up piece of paper with a hole in the middle for $100,000.
Yeah, and they're also heavily overpriced.
I don't have that kind of Boku Bucks yet.
You don't have 100K Boku Bucks?
To throw away at some art? No.
For my
just
base?
So that the Hoenn's High Society will respect me? No.
I mean, it would be kind of boss move on my behalf to have this very exposed base and just have like an incredibly expensive piece of art on display.
Right.
Like, come and get it.
I mean, you do have the sign that's threatening to just kill anyone, so might as well put something in there worth protecting.
Yeah. I didn't make any purchases.
No. I didn't really buy anything here at this point. I wanted to just take care of these fucking ruffians.
I did pick up a spicy little treat, though, while I was here. I went to the Contest Spectacular Trainers Club and answered a quiz about Lycia and showed the guy my Altaria. Can I go back to saying Altaria? Because it's definitely not Altaria.
No, it's not Altaria. You can stop practicing Altaria.
And I got an Altaria Knight.
Ooh.
So now you're not the only one with a Mega Pokemon, Josh.
I'm excited to see that, actually, though.
I don't love its Mega Evolution. I wish they did the clouds better. It like turns into like a big storm cloud, but
it's a little over the top.
But I've got one, and it's boss.
Yeah, that's
big bad boy.
That's gonna be trouble.
And then you fight your rival.
Yeah, May is here.
May is here.
Unfortunately, I had to KO Joshy's sweetie. Breloom.
Oh yeah. Okay.
I mean,
yeah.
I think it's been on the list before. 3D has made it look even better. It always looks good. Bobby loved it as well. I could run it if I want. We'll see. But I just think Breloom, you can't. It's just sweetie from head to toe.
Yeah, nothing not to
like. Mushroom head to toe.
Nothing not to like, Josh. Sorry you had to do that. Must have been. It's like that meme with the little kid crying as he holds the gun.
Yeah, I mean, Papa Cultura is especially really going through this rough patch, having just lost Pelipper and then has to slaughter this delightful little Breloom, too.
Yeah.
It's a really dark place.
I like Breloom because instantly he reminds me of Toad, who I always play in Mario Kart. I have an affinity for Toad. I think he's very cute. Breloom looks like he's Toad's, like, very, cool is the wrong word, interesting and successful cousin who got a job as like a court jester. Like, it's kind of a lame job, but it's also like he's a professional and he's going to do it for the rest of his life. Like, he seems very interesting. Like, he dresses up like kind of a fool, but he's not a fool. You know what I mean? That's why I like Breloom.
Just, they didn't even bother hiding it. They've got the same kind of like ballsiness as Admiral Squirt, because just outside of Lily Cove City is a massive like villain's lair.
Yeah.
Like, couldn't be described as anything but a villain's lair.
You can practically hop from the shore over to
barely
it. Like, you need to surf
Pokemon
for like a square or two.
Yeah. And you're there. So they haven't even hidden it very well. And you just dive in.
Yeah, and it's the classic.
It's a proper team hideout in here.
Yeah, it's got all the warp panels.
Yeah, we're warping all over the place. I mean, there's like, there's things in here. I don't know. There's not a whole lot to talk about. It's really just a, you know, bad guy lair. And once you figure out the warps, you find your way to their like moon pool or whatever that they've built under this volcano. But before you can manage to do anything, they just send Matt
or Courtney
after you to slow you down a little bit. And then Archie and Maxie presumably get away
in the submarine
that
they had been working on to be able to take it to wherever they need to summon Groudon and
C4 Cavern. We already know they're going down there.
Oh, they reveal that. Yes.
Yeah. So we've got to get our way down there somehow. But before we do that, we have to go take on the next gym, because inevitably to get down to Seafloor Cavern, we will need to dive, and we can't use the HM dive until we've got the whatever badge.
The mind badge.
The mind badge. Yeah. From Mos Deep Gym. So let's on our way, Joshua.
Yeah. We just take a quick surf on Route 124, head over to Mos Deep, which is another like...
Yeah, we're fully in water route territory now.
The castaway situation.
Yeah, this is from here on out, it's all water all the time. Yeah. Mr. Squirt, Admiral Squirt is in his element out here.
I was just running Max Repel on all of this. I mean, I fought all the trainers, but...
Yeah, of course.
No trouble. Course. I was shocking all of them. Shocking
all. So here we are, Mos Deep City. It's just on the other side of Route 124. Beautiful little town. Little island community.
Yeah, it's got the cool space center that you can take in all the vistas with the 3D. Really works out well here.
Oh, yeah. Mine's not in 3D, so I'm missing that effect. Yeah, you get the super rod. I got that super rod.
Got that super rod.
And then I dove into Mos Deep Gym. Joshua, Let's talk about our dang teams.
Who'd we go in there with in level check?
I want you to go first this week.
Okay. I can, Papa Cultura has settled in with a few of these folks, like Stefani. Like Stephanie G, of course. Like
Germanata. Yeah.
Manectric, level 49.
That's your Mega Manectric too, right?
Yeah.
Not looking forward to fighting that again.
Unfortunately, yeah. It doesn't look good, but it is very powerful. Then I got Kanye West, Gardevoir, level 48.
We haven't got that Gardevoir right yet.
No, and I have a feeling it's like late game, like post game or something.
Yeah.
Like I feel like I'm not going to be able to access that anytime soon, but
yeah,
that would be nice. Although it's already usually one hit KOs basically anything.
Yeah.
At this point, because it's got like the full suite, like Shadow Ball, Dazzling Gleam, Dazzling Beam, I can't remember what it is, Psychic, and Calm Mind. It's basically set. And then we have the MVP, Madonna, Swellow, level 54.
Slow down a little bit, but still.
It's uncontrollable. I mean, I'm not really even using it, and it's just
still
coasting.
Just gaining levels, yeah. Exponential growth.
And then we have Ezra Miller, who is a Cacturne now, level 48, not super impressed with the Pokemon, nor the person. I feel like that might be a swap if it doesn't die. It's very weak.
I'm also curious about this next one of yours.
Channing Tatum?
Yeah.
Who is Camerupt now, level 46.
I've already revealed that now a full half of my team is water type.
Oh, right.
I mean, maybe it's fun for the PvE stuff. But.
Yeah, I'm going to have a backup there, won't I, for our battles. That's going to be tough. Well, maybe Ezra's going to stay around for that. Going to need more grass against you. Mm-hmm. And then I needed a Surfmon because Pelipper passed away, so I picked up a Whalmer.
Ooh!
Gary, who's got that Gary Busey smile.
Oh, yeah.
Level 38.
Toothy grin, yeah.
Evolves in two levels. Couldn't quite make it there.
Oh, I did.
But
should I tell you about my team?
Yeah.
Admiral Squirt, finally in his element, out here catching all the water-type Pokemon. You know him, you love him. Mystic, the Tentacruel, level 50, continues to dominate. Absolutely
dominating Tentacruel? Wow.
So good, especially in combination with the next Pokemon, Bluey, Mega Altaria, level 53, Altaria. Catching up with your level 54 Swellow there.
Your MVP also?
Yeah, by far.
I could see that. A little bit more impressive than a Swellow, I would say.
Lower Pond, Masquerain, hanging in there, headed into the 7th gym, level 50. Continues to be just a lot of fun to play with.
Highest level Masquerain I've ever heard of, ever conceived of.
Dairy Baby, Sableye, level 49. I don't know. It's hard to play this Pokemon.
No Sableye yet, right?
No, it's
I feel like without that, it's sort of
or whatever
bad
it's called.
And could die really easily, so be careful.
Newcomer to the team, and I'm going to have to explain the name. Prince Edward, my Whale Lord. Level 41.
Oh, wow. We're both giving Wailord a shot. I mean, I'm not quite there yet, but seemed kind of festive.
Just,
never tried it before.
I figured here's what the calculation was in my head. There was room on my team for Wailord or Slaking. And I thought, well, Admiral Squirt has to make the obvious decision there.
Wailord,
I'm going to bring in like a big high HP Pokemon.
Yeah.
It's going to have to be Wailord.
Wailord feels very, very on brand for Admiral Squirt.
Yeah, maybe he just rides that thing around.
I also love the animation with, which did, Pelipper, it was like the generic, amorphous design, but Wailmer, I haven't seen Wailord yet. Wailmer is like the overworld sprite when you're surfing around. It's a delight.
Oh, yeah. Everyone keeps telling me, they're like, people keep stopping me on these routes and they're like, hey, just so you know, if you're riding a Sharpedo, you can see the Sharpedo and it goes really fast.
Yeah,
it's like, yeah,
faster.
Cool. I don't have a fucking Sharpedo.
And I can't.
I'm surfing around on Tentacruel. It's gross.
Oh, that's gross. So
can
slimy.
I explain to you why it's named after a genital piercing?
I guess.
He's not.
Okay.
He's named after Prince Edward Island.
Oh, okay.
Where Jamie and I
Canada
went on vacation once. It was really lovely. I encourage everyone to go. They're like super into Anne of Green Gables.
Sure. Is it set? It
takes place there. Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense.
So maybe bone up on your Anne of Green Gables before you get there.
Okay.
But they have incredible mussels and oysters if you ever are in the mood for some seafood.
That sounds great.
So welcome to the team, Prince Edward. And then welcome to the team, a new little sweetie, a counter to your Swello, Nissan Leaf.
Okay.
Lantern.
Yeah.
Level 40.
I love a lantern.
Yeah.
So I support that even if it is designed to take out my number one Mon.
Yeah. And it's named after our 10-year-old free electric vehicle that we got. The
new old whip.
Yeah. New old stock whip. So that's my team. And then with that team, I went into Mos Deep Gym and crushed them. It's a joke. Are you even trying at this point?
This gym, how is this the easiest gym so far?
Yeah,
they got level 42 Kadabras, like a Curlia that's level 39. Why don't you just have the final evolutions, number one? And then why are they just pitiful? They don't know what they're doing in this gym. I guess it's because it's run by these two freaks.
Yeah, it's run by children.
Liza and Tate twins.
It's like that. Remember, like 15 years ago, there was like a TV show where it was like Kid City.
No.
They all like ran. There was like a bunch of kids who like lived in a like big, like abandoned Wild West town together.
No.
Well, it happened.
Like Lord of the Flies.
This is Bonanza City, New Mexico, or what's left of it anyway. The pioneers who ran this place back in the 1800s. Ran it into the ground. Lack of leadership and lack of will combined to leave this town completely and totally dead. But that's about to change. Now, 40 new pioneers will try to fix their forefathers' mistakes and build a town that works. It won't be easy. Pioneer living is tough. And the amazing part is, these pioneers are children.
And it's like this, because it's run by children.
Yeah, and they Tate finish and each other's sentences.
Yeah, and they have a little tone in a soul rock, which is why we're named after
them. I mean, everything in here was a one-hit KO.
Crushed them.
Just never in doubt that I was going to make it through here.
Nope, yep.
And there is, especially because you
that's
fight
why
them
I'm,
at the
that's
same
why I'm
time.
So confident. You go ahead.
And you fight them at the same time because it's a double battle.
Oh, yeah.
And they only have the Lunatone and the soul rock, so I just went in there and fucking used Surf.
Yeah.
And they... That was
yeah,
it.
Me too. Tentacruel's always my lead Pokemon.
I think it was Dazzling Gleam and Surf, and then they just dead. They never even got to do anything.
This is why I'm so confident that I'm not going to lose any more Pokemon. Because like we're clearly just like we've lapped the game, I think.
Well, I think that is a fairly safe assumption, other than the random double battles where a Pokemon can get tag teamed and then
it just
dies.
Beat a double battle gym lead battle, so I think I'm not even worried about those anymore.
Teammates Kate and Joy should maybe, you know, give it a shot at taking this gym over.
Yeah, right?
They had more talent in that slacking.
You can pick up an easy badge here. And then you can use Dive, which we will inevitably use next week.
In the water zone.
Yeah.
We're going to be waterlogged next week.
Because I'll tell you what, the second you step out of this gym, you get a long cutscene.
Oh, yeah.
Where a pillar of light erupts from the ocean. But we will talk about that at the beginning of next episode.
We will.
For now, Joshua, that's it. That's the leg. We will be back next week when we are headed to, I think, Sootopolis City.
Sootopolis, yes. For the eighth and final badge.
For the eighth and final badge, yes. If you haven't been, please do... Keep up with us on Pokemon Go, because after we're done with this game, we will go and revisit our, whatever, 12-week-in Pokemon Go accounts.
Yeah,
we've both been playing this whole time, quietly to ourselves. Josh less so, because he's been on so many vacations.
Yeah, and I was telling Tanner that my economy got devastated when I had COVID as well, and I like burned through a bunch of berries and Pokeballs because I was just sitting on my couch, and I couldn't get new Pokestops. And then Montana, you can't.
I thought I had ruined my game.
I had no service.
During last time we played D&D, I had just handed my phone to our friend Jim's son.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
you got a
6-year-old son.
Freebie,
who just,
like 8 hours.
took it and walked away with my phone. And I thought he was like, oh, yeah, he's just going to destroy my game. But other than evolving most of a bunch of low-level Pokemon that I didn't want evolved, he didn't really mess anything up too bad. If anything, he helped me.
I think he helps.
We will be back to Pokemon Go, and then it's just on to Sun and Moon. So if you need those carts, they're no longer available for purchase on the 3DS store. So
unless you do this obnoxious gift card thing that yep. I've done.
So pick up your carts, and we will see you for that game. Please do rate and review the show everywhere that you rate and review podcasts, and do follow the show everywhere that you follow podcasts.
Please.
And do follow us at expsharepod on Twitter and Instagram.
And join the community of bug catchers at reddit.com/r/bugcatchers, as you might expect.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also support us by buying some merch at expsharemerch.com.
That's it. Bug catchers. Joshua.
That's all I got.
I'll see you next week.
Smell you later.